Sunday, the 6th of January, by Hillel Weinberg, Living Farkos Farkos. Written by Mitchell Bas, Elohim, Litoiv. When we live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the best, that's the enjoyment, the timing, HaGodol Min Kol HaTanugim, as the Mitzvah Tishorim says, the greatest timing is living, Leisaneg Al Hashem, Le'eno Yis Miziv Shchinotoi. So really, everyone, if he doesn't think too deeply, thinks, I'm living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I get up, I say my de'ani, I go to Davin, I go to Torah ways, I am Baruch Hashem, really, it's a great, great thing. And I learn my Daf HaYomi, and even if we go to work, so I'm working in order to support my family, in order that they should continue in the Torah way. So on one end, we could live, and we might feel we live the whole day with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other end, I heard a story of Reb Don Segal. He's a great mashgiach. They say it's one, two yeshiva bachim, two boys. They got up in the morning, and one told his friend, you know, I dreamt about HaKadosh Baruch Hu tonight. He says, oh yes, most probably you were thinking about him yesterday in the day. And whatever you think in the day, you dream at night. So he says, no, I didn't think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu yesterday. When do I have time to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Before davening, I get up half hour, I learn Daf HaYomi. Then I daven, then I learn Seder Aloche. Then I want to say that I learn Iyun 4 hours, then Minche, and then in the break I learn also Chofetz Chaim Ilchos Shlosh Nore and Tanakh, and then I have a Seder Tiyas, and then a Seder Musa, and then Ma'ariv, and then another Seder, and I collapse them to bed. When do I have time to think I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And it's not a joke, because really someone could go through the whole day doing mitzvahs and forgetting why is he doing the mitzvahs. Why are you forgetting about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I heard of Reb Shimshon Pinkus that he said that once one of the Rosh Hashivas of Hebron came to America. He knew good English. He spoke for people but not so close to Torah. And he gave all speech. So he gave the speech in English. After the speech, so someone came over and he said, Rabbi, I understood everything. One thing I didn't understand. You didn't translate one word, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mm-hmm. I understood everything that you said, but what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Which means sometimes people understand everything. They live a Torah life, but they forget the word HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, this is the Parshas HaShavua, the Parshas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is coming to teach us to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a Ramban, I think everybody knows. I'll read a few parts of it. And the end of the coming Parsha, Parsha's Boy. And he says, Ve'at ro'im alecho, I'll tell you, Klal betam mitzvahs rabbis. What's the reason of a song? We have Taryag mitzvahs. What's the reason of all of most of the mitzvahs? They say, "Ine meis, eyoyt avodas gilulim ba'olam, mimei enosh, echelu adayos leishtabes be'emune." From the time of enosh, they started to be idol worshippers. So it was all kind of different koyfrim. Mem koyfrim be'ikar. Some say that the world was always. Some say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not looking on us anymore. Some all kind of different deities. And in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that he is ruling the world and he's actually in everything that's happening today and with each one's life. So when he does this nisim and his life, so he shows that he's the balabot, he's the one who could, who's sustaining the world. So he says, "Velochem yomer akosum, kasheria moifes ahur." But he does a moifim, and he tells the Navi that he's going to do moifim, and by then came the makos. So we know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the one, is the only one. So he says, "Velochem yomer akosu b'moifim leman teida ki ani Hashem bekerav oret." You should know that I'm the kerav oret, I'm not all the way up there, like the it's written that the Goyim says, "Ashomai." Like we say every day in the Tefillah, Ala Shomayim Kvoidoi, yeah? What? Rom al Kol Goyim, Rom al Kol Goyim, by Halel we say, Rom al Kol Goyim Hashem, Ala Shomayim Kvoidoi, all of the nations, I don't know if it's today, but until 200 years ago, everybody believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just what they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so high. He's all the way up there. Ala Shomayim Kvoidoi. He doesn't care what the people does down there. He has the big malochim, the big srofim. Up there, he has the covet. Here, it doesn't matter whatever we do. Yeah? And we say, Am Yisrael Hashem says, what's the continuation? Ala Shomayim Kvoidoi. Mi Kashem Elekeinu Amad Bi Lo Sheves. We're saying, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is higher than what you say. The Goyim says, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is so great, he's on the Shemayim. Yeah? He doesn't have time to look on us, it doesn't matter what we do. And we say Hakadosh Baruch Hu is greater. That Mika Hashem Elekeinu Amagdil Oshoved Amashpil Eliroiz Vashomayim Ovoret, which means you should know that also the Shemayim, the Srofim, the Chayit HaKodesh, the Kisei HaKovod, that's also nothing as Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So you think that you're making big Hakadosh Baruch Hu when you're saying is covered is up there, and really we're making him much bigger. We're saying also up there in the Shemayim is nothing. It's like ants. The biggest malachim doesn't mean anything for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So also a magdil oshoves a mashpili lirois v'shemayim. Also in the Shemayim it's to go down and to look, and that's why also Boris he could look, because it's the same thing, Shemayim Boret. And he's looking on us and he's ruling our life. So the Ramban continues and he says, Babur ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yaseh oisu moifes b'chol doyer l'einei kol rosho y'keifel. Every today there is a non-from Jew, he would say, look, okay, if you see this cop, if it jumps up and down 10 times, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't do it to any koifer if you ask, give me a miracle, and then I'll believe. So that's why he did one time, he did one time by Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he showed, as the Malbim explained, those 10 makos, so he showed that he's a balabos on the Oret, he's a balabos on the Shomayim, he's a balabos in the middle, Makas Dam, Tzvardei Akinim, is Oret, Oreb Dever Ashkin is on top of the Oreb, Borod Arbe Choyshech is Mershomayim. We saw that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has the Shlite on everything. So in order that we should remember it always, so Yetzave Yisonu, he demanded, Shenase Tomit Zikorin Vois Lashero Einenu. That's why he gave us so many mitzvahs, and all of the mitzvahs is written, Zeicher Leitzias Mitzrayim. Zeicher Leitzias Mitzrayim. Why Zeicher Leitzias Mitzrayim? Remember that one time HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and he showed us that he's the only one who has any power in the world. V'chein yoyse b'zeh mitzvah yisrabeh Zeicher Leitzias Mitzrayim. V'akoy li yislonu b'chol ha-doyres eidus b'moysim shelo yishtakhu v'lo yatitchem peh l'koyser l'atzi shemunas alekim. Someone buys a mezuzah, wants to cost the zuz today. You want a nice mezuzah, it's $100. That's not too much money. And he puts cover the pisra, he puts it on his doorway, and he's covered the yonah, he understood what's the union of mezuzah, he just think, do it blindly, okay, we need to do a mezuzah. Kharoido bechidush ha'olam, so he's made it with this, that the world was created by the Creator, will be diyas ha'bevel ha'shgechosein, that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that's doing. Ve'emin bechol pinos ha'Torah, and he believes, he showed that he believes in all what's written in the Torah. So really, this is the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed once in the old creation that there was no other power besides Him, and he gave us mitzvahs we should remember, because He won't show it to every generation again and again, because there, why won't He show it? Why shouldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu come down and do for us again all of these nisim? It's because then we wouldn't have no bchira. If we would see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of our eyes, like Malachim don't have bchira. Malachim don't have a choice to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says or not to do, because they see Him in front of their eyes. So that's why He gave us it one time, and we need to put it into our life. So that's what the Ramban says, v'niskaven b'inyono, which means when you do a mitzvah, you should think, why am I doing the mitzvah? So it's because people could get involved in life with a lot of mitzvahs and forget why he's doing the mitzvah, and forget about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, like we said before. Whatever, he could do kibud rechaykim, he could be a mashgiach, he could talk about the Kadosh Baruch Hu and forget who's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, about who is he talking. Like it's written, Vatei Yirosom, it's written in the Novi, the Shari Tshuva talks about it. That the Ira Shomayim, what's Ira Shomayim? He's afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vatei Yirosom mitzvah sanoshim melumodo. It becomes melumodo, it becomes, oh, I'm afraid, that's what I'm doing. But what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does he have to do with my life? We forget to put him into the daily life. And really, so here we see in the Ramban that all of the mitzvahs, so we should always remember what's the time of the mitzvahs in order to make a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Rambam, he adds something to it. He adds, and he says, in the end of Shmoyne Prokim Rambam, he says that Chachomim said four words, and these four words is the Ruach HaKodesh. They cut everything into these four words. What's the four words that Chachomim said? Kol Ma'asecho, really five words. Kol Ma'asecho Iyu L'Shem Shomayim. Which means, not only when you put on tefillin, you should remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only when you daven and you learn, that's for sure you need to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also when you eat, you should think, why am I eating? I'm eating in order to have strength to work out, to do mitzvahs, to support a family, in order to they should do mitzvahs. A person could turn 24 hours a day, it's 24 hours a day, he could turn it to one long Avodas Hashem. One long, even 1 second, without he could live, that every second is Avodas Hashem. And the Chodos HaVavos says that really everything a person does is either a mitzvah or a avera. There isn't such a thing, not a mitzvah, not a avera. Why? Because if you're doing it to grow, if you're doing it to be able to do more mitzvahs, it's a mitzvah. If you're doing it just for no reason, so you're forgetting Hashem. It's not a mitzvah. It's the opposite. So this Rambam says, and these five words, so Chachomim gave us a way of life that changed. It could change our whole life, our whole 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whole life, and to a life of Avodas Hashem. And the Chofetz Chaim says even more. The Chofetz Chaim says that, because according to what we see in the Rambam, so we see that if I eat, if I have a mitzvah, if I meant to eat, in order that I should be able to daven, or be able to walk, to support my kids, and learning, it's a mitzvah. If he does kol ma'asecho l'shem shamayim, So it's a mitzvah. But the Chofetz Chaim says, what's the level of the mitzvah? How big is the level of the mitzvah if I sleep even? Yeah, I go to sleep in order to learn. I eat in order to be able to learn or to do a mitzvah. What's the level of the mitzvah? So the Chofetz Chaim says the level of the mitzvah, there are different levels of mitzvah. The greatest level is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So Torah is over everything. So the Chofetz Chaim brings a raya, so we see the raya, that if someone goes to sleep and he sleeps a good 8 hours a night, and then it's in order that the next morning he should be able to learn a daf hayomi with a clear cup. So the whole sleeping has a level of Talmud Torah. It's not a level of chesed. It's not a level of tefillin. It's not a level of any other mitzvah. It's the greatest level of Talmud Torah. What's the raya of the Chofetz Chaim? That's not another mitzvah. It gives the koyach of the mitzvah what the purpose of all of what you're doing is. So he brings in Yerushalmi, there was a Amora, Rab Chizdoin was his name. And the Malach HaMoves came his time, and the Malach HaMoves tried to take his neshama. And he was sitting and learning. And for days, weeks, I don't know how much time, the Malach HaMoves couldn't take him. He's learning. Like we found by David HaMelech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, that you die on Shabbos. For every Shabbos, he used to learn from the beginning of Shabbos till the end of Shabbos, in order that the Malach HaMoves should be able to take his life. And the Malach HaMoves needed to do all kinds of tricks to stop him learning, in order that he should be able to kill him. So this Rav Chizdoin, the Malach HaMoves, tried to take his life, and he was waiting on the corner and waiting. Let's see, maybe he will stop learning for a minute, and I'll take his life. But he was continuing learning and learning for weeks, and so that Chofetz Chaim asked, we know if someone says a neder, you just learned on Yisrael Medovim Ayot, he says a neder, I won't sleep for 3 days, a shvur, I won't sleep for 3 days, so Malkinoi, so you give him Malkis, and he goes right away to sleep, because you cannot sleep for 3 days, it's von Betelim. So this Rav Chizdoin, did he sleep or didn't he sleep? If he slept, so why didn't the Malach HaMoves take him while he's sleeping? He's not learning then. Did he eat? Excuse me, did he go to the bathroom? Then for sure we're not allowed to learn. Yeah. So why didn't the Malach HaMoves take him then? So we see, if someone goes to sleep, if someone goes to eat, in order to learn Torah, so the level of sleeping and eating is a level of Torah. Why? Because if it would be a level of tefillin is now enough protection that the Malach HaMoves shouldn't be able to take you. While you put on tefillin and while you daven, so the Malach HaMoves could take a person. Only while he's learning he can take. So we see that it has the level of learning. No, so he put on tefillin, and he was thinking and learning, or he put on tefillin in order that he should be able to continue learning. So it's a good question what he asked. But he made everything what he did is in order to continue learning, whatever he needed to do. So everything what he did got the level of learning. So we see that someone does the daily work, daily needs what he does, and he puts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kutcha Brichu, into his day, into every deed he does. So it's a different life. It's a different life. He's living 24 hours with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he will get schar. He will get reward on 24 hours a day. Not only on the tefillin and on the Kviyas Itim Leteira, what he does. So all day and night, he will get this schar. So that's a different life. This is nice. And it's written, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezachis et Yisrael. Leficho chirbo alem Torah u'mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mezachis, so I want to bring out that another aspect that we see in this thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give a lot of zchusim, so irbo Torah u'mitzvah He gave us a Taryag mitzvah. The Goyim have only 7 mitzvahs, and we have Taryag mitzvahs, 630 mitzvahs. So the Rambam asks, the Sefer Amunis Vedeyes, the Mefarshim asks, why did you give so many mitzvahs? Give one mitzvah, and every person will decide if he wants to do it a few times. He will do it a few times. If he wants, if he can't do it too much, okay. So he did it one time, and he was mekayim the mitzvah. But now that you gave me so many mitzvahs, I also tadav, I could fall and not do the mitzvah. So why is it lezakris is Israel? Why is it a schuz that we have so many mitzvahs? Maybe it would be a bigger schuz if we have one mitzvah, and we will decide how many times I could do that mitzvah. So there is different chusim. Rambam says a teretz in the end of Maseches Matis and Pirush HaMishnayos. He says one teretz that really to get to Olam Haba, so you need to have a pure mitzvah. What means to get? Olam Haba will get on any mitzvah we do. Yeah? Even Shaloi Lishmo. He says Shaloi Lishmo, Bo Lishmo. But to get to the greatest level of Olam Haba, it needs to be a pure mitzvah. And in order to get a pure mitzvah, so you can't give one mitzvah because some people connect to one mitzvah, other people connect to this and mitzvah. This person chesed talks to him, this person Talmud Torah talks to him, this person feeling talks to him. So in order that everyone should have an opportunity of doing one pure mitzvah for his life, and to get through that to the biggest level of Olam Haba, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a lot of mitzvahs. And he brings a raya, the Rambam brings a raya, that Rab Chanina ben Tradion, yeah, Rab Chanina ben Tradion was a great person, he was one of the Ahugei Malchus, yeah, he was learning, and when they caught him learning, so I think he asked, Rab Yosi ben Kisma came to visit him, and he asked him, Mani lechai Olam Haba, will I get Olam Haba or not? Doesn't mean will you get Olam Haba. You're learning your life, you're Tanne, you're the greatest Tanne, for sure you get Olam Haba. But Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, he wasn't satisfied with that. He said, "Klum ma'aseh bolo yodecho." Maybe you have some good ma'aseh, some good deed, what you did for your life. Let me hear. I'll tell you if you have Olam Haba or not. So he said, "Yes." One time, Purim, I was collecting money for poor people, and I put it in my pocket, and I had a few dollars in my pocket, and I didn't know how much was their names and how much was mine. I just gave everything to Donnie. He said, "Oh, for sure, mechelki echelkecho. I want to be in your Olam Haba." Yeah. What does it mean? Chanina ben Tradion, he did so many mitzvahs. This mitzvah, that needs to measure if he gets Olam Haba. So the Rambam says, no, he asked him, if you do one pure mitzvah, he was teaching Torah, maybe you had some manoah, you say your shir, you're enjoying teaching, maybe you get Olam Haba, but a pure Olam Haba, you need to find a mitzvah that you did it pure, without no other reason. They said, yes, I have one mitzvah, but then it mixed up, no one knew about it, I didn't tell anybody, I didn't tell my family, I just gave the money to Danim, and I didn't need to do it, I did it. They said, oh. So the Rambam says, that every person, because we have Taryag mitzvahs, every person throughout his life, we have one pure mitzvah. One, we sit in the sukkah maybe, and when it's cold, and I'm not talking about mitzvah patum in a sukkah, but he's doing it with a special mesirus nefesh. One is doing a different thing with mesirus nefesh. Throughout the life, you have so many mitzvahs that everyone will get one mitzvah, a pure mitzvah. But there is another pshat with I heard in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that there is things what a person does daily. Everyone puts on shoes in the morning. Yeah, everyone, going, Jews, non-Jews, put on shoes. So anyway, you need to put on shoes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzo lezakis es Yisrael, he wanted to give us more schusim. They told you know, when you put on the shoe, put on first the right shoe, and then the left shoe. Which means, anyway you're doing the same thing. But I'll give you a mitzvah and the things what you're anyway doing. You're dressing, So you put on the right hand and then the left hand. You're eating, how do you eat? Make a bracha before you eat. Whatever you do throughout the day, you have a mitzvah. You have something what you could do, anything else connected to a mitzvah. You're going into the house, you could have a mitzvah, just give a kiss to mitzvah. So, Chotzach, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lezakas Yisroel, the goyim does the same thing. They go into the house, they have a house, they have shoes, they have they eat, they sleep, they get but they don't have no mitzvahs when they do. Am Yisroel, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them in every move, wherever you go, from Pinoy Shat to Toine, wherever you move, you say, have a mitzvah, go Letzad Yamin. So it's a big schus. Why? Because it's anyway, things what I'm doing throughout the day. So let me just do it, think a minute, I'm doing it for mitzvah. So that's the schus for mitzvah. But together with that, we need to remember that we're doing it for mitzvah. Mitzvah tzriches kavone, which means that if someone doesn't know even he's doing a mitzvah, he just ties his shoes and he forgets, because even he gets used to tie the right shoe before the left shoe, but he forgets that it's a din, aloha meshuchan aruch, so it might be misasek. It might be, even according to Mandoma Mitzvah Eintzrich HaKavone, he might lose out the mitzvah. So someone could go tzitzis all day, and he didn't remember he's going tzitzis. Yeah? So if he puts on the tzitzis, and while he put on an order, he should have the mitzvah tzitzis, okay? But if it's something that's like without thinking, so he could do the taryag deeds, the taryag things what's called mitzvahs, and not have even one mitzvah. So that's what the Chofetz Chaim says, and that's what the Ramban says, that we need always to find in the mitzvah that we should do it with the white kavane, and then the whole day is full of mitzvahs. And as we said, they're not only the taryag mitzvahs are mitzvahs, just we could turn every mitzvah, the eating, the sleeping, the going, the driving, everything we could turn into mitzvah, to one big avodat Hashem. And that should be Hashem, the next determined. If you live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of you, so it's a different day, a different life. And let's finish with the last part of the Ramban. That the Ramban says that Yetzias Mitzrayim was in order to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the manik, is running the world. So we should know min anisim agdoilim v'amefursomim, from the big anisim. And really every person has in his life could say, yeah, I had a miracle, I had a nest. Everyone in his life had sometimes ashgoche protis or a miracle. But min anisim agdoilim v'amefursomim odo moide benisim anistorim. So a person is moide. That also any nest that is tender standing, that the ceiling is not falling down on me, yeah? It's also a mess. Shem Yisrael L'Torah. So the Raman says a very strong word. Shein L'Odom Chelik B'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. A person does not have a Chelik in Torah Moshe. Ad Shenamin, until when we believe. V'chol Dvoreinu Mikreinu. All what happens with us. When I got up, when I went to sleep, when I did this car cut me, the traffic light red and I need to go fast, or it's green and it's just open for me. Kol dvoreinu mikreinu. Whatever we do, shekulam nisim. Ein ben teva uminogei sheloilam. It's all as Zohar Prati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after each one of us, and he's giving us the breakfast, the dinner, the whatever we need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it. It's not just automatic. He did the world by Sheshes Yemei HaMaaseh, and it's continuing. No, it's all nisim. Ein bem teva uminogei sheloilom klal. And he says that whoever doesn't believe in this, ein lo chelek b'teras Moshe. Ein lo chelek b'teras Moshe. So let's conclude. Two things. One thing, we need to know that we're living with Hashgacha Pratis. Every moment, Hashgacha is deciding, Ein Adam Noikes, it's boy. I was I was in a family for Shabbos, so the family they go every Shabbos, they go through all of the kids. Which Hashgachat Prot is that you see this Shabbos, this week? Everyone should say, where did he find Kaddish Baruch Hu through the week? So I say they thought I'm making a joke, but by then I really meant it. I said, I want to show Hashgachat Prot is right now. I said, now I'm deciding my finger should go down. And I went down, and I said, that's Hashgachat Prot is. Why? Because my finger can't go down, and Adam Noikef its boy Milamato. It's Hashgachat Protis. I decided it should go down, and upstairs they said, okay, this finger should go down. It's every move is a Kadosh Baruch Hu with you. And the other thing is, put in a Kadosh Baruch Hu into your life, into everything what you do, and then you have 24 hours of Avodas Hashem. Your whole life is one big, long Avodas Hashem. A Kadosh Baruch Hu should be mizakos. So really we should live to this level, and it should be Avodas Hashem at the moment of our life. Yeah.